so much of where you get in business and in life is through your relationships. So going to networking events, saying yes to phone calls, saying yes to coffee dates, saying yes to catching up with an old friend, which Chloe did earlier today, is so important into where you're going and what's next for you. So definitely not sleeping on the who's in your life.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Thank you for hitting play and choosing to listen to another of our inspiring guests. Me and the team get loads of joy when we see you guys raving about us on social, in lists, on blogs. So I like to repay that joy by giving you a shout out on the podcast. So thank you to Adita Sirium for giving us a shout out on a post where someone else was asking for recommendations of podcasts to listen to. How cool is that? Thank you very, very much, Aditya. We really love that. So if you want one of these shout outs, you know what to do. Say something nice about us, probably on LinkedIn, tag me in it, and you'll probably get read out at some point in some episode of this podcast. Right. In this episode, we are talking about a super niche product, a very cool startup that has a big, I guess you could simply single-handed it as a charity angle, but it isn't really. It's a lot more than that. Now, back in the summer, I was lucky enough to be asked to be part of the onstage team at eTail London. And in one of my panels, I got to chat with a brilliant entrepreneur from the US who is doing some super cool things with and via her e-commerce business. And she's agreed to come on the podcast. She's going to be talking a fair bit about product development, about customer research. We've got tips about Amazon. There's some great stuff about how to make the harder decisions when you're early stage and have limited resources, and lots of great inspiration in this one too. Make sure you listen to the end because she's seriously thought through her top tips answers and they are awesome. So stick around to the end, everybody. DoFinder's upgraded intelligent product recommendations make it easy to increase your revenue with little effort. The AI-powered system automates cross-selling, ensuring your customers see exactly what they need and what they didn't even know they wanted. It also leverages real-time search data to provide personalized, relevant product suggestions that drive sales and boost average cart values. With a simple setup and continuous optimization, DoFinder's recommendations seamlessly integrate into your site, saving you time and resources. Discover the impact of intelligent recommendations today. Start your free trial at dofinder.com and watch your sales grow. Go to ecmp.info/dofinder. That's ecmp.info/dofinder. ecmp.info/dofinder. Have you yet downloaded our ebook? To celebrate reaching episode 500, we've created an epic e-commerce success-focused ebook for you, packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable, featuring the advice of many, many past guests alongside industry experts and many of you as well, our listeners. I've checked every single tip and organize the whole thing into sections for you, making it super easy to dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need it. This ebook needs to be sat on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at ecmp.info/ebook. Get 2024's most valuable e-commerce ebook now, ecmp.info/ebook. And now to introduce our special guest. Rosie Mangiarotti is the founder and CEO at Perkies, creators of innovative undergarments. Founded in 2019, Perkies sells via their Shopify store, Amazon, and wholesale, and is now growing 100% year on year. Hello, Rosie.
Hello, Chloe. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome to get to catch up with you again. How did you get into the world of e-commerce back in 2019?
I love that question. So I actually started Perkies in a college class that I took. I graduated from Brown University in 2018 And my junior year, I took a class called Business and Entrepreneurship, and it was called The Entrepreneurial Process. And through that class, students had to come up with an idea that solves a customer pain point and then create a full-fledged business plan based off of that innovative idea. So, you know, obviously spend time brainstorming, trying to figure out what a good idea would be and what problem needs to be solved. And I reached out to a friend of mine from high school who had an idea list logging all of her good ideas and some of my good ideas on her iPhone. So I reached out and she was like, the only one I remember that's yours is the sticky bra idea. And the sticky bra idea was an idea I had when I was probably like 14 or 15 years old. And it was to create a better stick-on bra. And a stick-on bra is a backless and strapless bra that sticks on, and it's designed for backless and strapless outfits, which are ever-present these days. And my idea was to do a sticky bra with layered and replaceable adhesives. So instead of buying a whole new sticky bra once the adhesion wears down, you could just buy the replacement sets of adhesives. So that was the impetus of Perky's. So I spent that whole semester at Brown building out the business plan. And then my senior year, Brown started putting a lot of money into their entrepreneurship program. And that's kind of how I got more involved in it and how I kind of got that wind behind my back. And a lot of the professors would tap on me for pitch competitions and, you know, the summer accelerator program. So I did all of that. And then my parents graciously invited me to live at home and work on this full time. And that's what I did. And it took forever to to create this product. And then finally in 2021, I launched the sticky bra and simultaneously launched the nipple covers and then a few other products since, which I'm excited to talk more about. But that was really how I got started. And at the time, in 2018, some of the best direct-to-consumer companies were coming out of the woodworks, including Obey Suitcases, Casper Mattresses, Warby Parker. And every single one of those companies had one of their founders or both co-founders go to Brown. So Brown was very bought in on the direct-to-consumer space, and they were able to kind of match me with some of these contacts as mentors in the direct-to-consumer e-com space.
Nice, because I was going to say, my impression of Brown is that, you know, it's kind of like it's one of the top level universities. So becoming an entrepreneur off the back of that, from my British, you know, knowledge of the top level universities, becoming an entrepreneur is very much the weird thing to do. And really, you should be becoming a lawyer or a doctor or going into banking or finance or something. Was that how it was for you?
That's what makes Brown different from the other Ivy Leagues. We let Harvard and Yale do that. You know, they could they could be the doctors and the lawyers. At Brown, we're the game changers. We're the world changers. And we're the ones who are going to make a difference. And right after I graduated from Brown, I had two decisions. I either wanted to work for a nonprofit and give back in some sort of way like that, or start a company. And I knew if I started a company right off the bat, I would incorporate some type of mission into it. So shortly after we launched, I partnered with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation to donate 5% of all website sales to BCRF. And that was my way of giving back right off the bat. And since it's evolved, which again, we'll get to, but that's what makes Brown different. And I also kind of caught it at a time where entrepreneurship was more embraced, where if I graduated 5 years earlier, I wouldn't have caught that wave as much as I did as, you know, a 2018 graduate.
Got you. So right time, right place. Great product idea. Tell us a bit more about the business as it is today. So where in the world are you and where are you currently selling to?
Yes. So I kind of have stopped doing the sticky bras as much as I was in the beginning because it's been really difficult to scale those. So I've really been focusing in on our nipple covers, reusable nipple covers that come in 3 shades of nude, and they're super seamless, and they are exactly what they sound like, nipple covers. And we sell those on Amazon, on Shopbop, and on Revolve, and in a couple of local boutiques, as well as on our website, perkys.com. And then, as I mentioned, we partnered with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And instead of donating money to that amazing organization, I decided to learn from breast cancer survivors and wanted to learn how we could directly impact them and make a difference in their lives. So I would listen to podcasts. I would call up customers who I knew have had breast cancer. I would listen to Instagram Lives. And I learned that a lot of women post-mastectomy, so post-breast removal to get rid of their cancer, a lot of women would lose their nipples in that process. And nipple sparing isn't possible for everyone, depending on where the cancer is located or preference. So that knowledge that women post-mastectomy don't have nipples, or a lot of women don't have nipples post-mastectomy, coupled with the trend of free the nip and that culture movement, I thought, what if I created nipple enhancers? And that's what I did. And that has been the biggest game changer for the business. A, because we've tapped into a whole other demographic, this breast cancer community, but also on the pop culture side of things, we're now selling those. Like, we are the first people to do that. We're patent pending. Competitors have come out of the woodwork. Kim Kardashian actually launched the nipple bra last fall, which accelerated our growth because a lot of people were like, oh, this is actually a hot trend. And Revolve placed an order shortly after Kim's launch. So we sell the Perky's Nips on Revolve, Shopbop, Urban Outfitters. So that's been really fun to like truly create this brainchild and have it out there and having buyers buy it and thousands of customers buy it. It's been really fulfilling. But the real fulfilling part has been impacting the breast cancer community and hearing quotes like, it's a fake, but it's made me feel whole again. And it's just given people back a sense of self that they lost throughout their cancer journey. So that's been definitely more the fulfilling side of it for me. And I don't want to stop there. I want to continue to learn from these women, continue to hear what their needs are, and continue to innovate to help women who've had breast cancer feel whole again.
I think a lot of businesses at the moment are going, oh shit, we better add some charity in. You know, there's like this, oh, we must give 1% of something to somebody somewhere. And what I think is so brilliant about the way you're doing it is that, one, you've really committed to a 5% level, not a 1% level. Two, you are then actually working out how you can really benefit that movement, that cause, the people affected by it, not just, we'll just give them some money, but actually, let's see how we can work with them. Let's see how we can learn from them. Let's see how we can build this into something bigger and better for everybody that's involved. Was that part of your plan from day one when you set it? Or was it just we're making products for breasts, that would be the obvious charity partnership?
Yeah, so I always have had an affiliation with breast cancer. My grandmother had it. And then right after I graduated, I was very close friends with someone who was on the board of BCRF. So that was like a very natural partnership. I never knew I was going to actually end up creating products for women who've had breast cancer. That's been like the icing on the cake. And the crazy part too has been the evolvement from that. So not only am I now creating these nipple prosthetics for women who've had breast cancer, I'm now learning from these women, hearing as much feedback as possible to further cater to their needs, to give them more of what they want. And I was in Las Vegas in March, and it was called the Young Survivors Coalition, and it was about 400 young women who've been impacted by breast cancer. And I had a booth there, and I did not have a dull moment. I was constantly selling our Perky's Nips, and our customers were sending selfies of them with their new nipples to their partners. It was really sweet and heartwarming to see this. But a lot of the feedback I heard was to create a more realistic version of Perky's Nips. So Perky's Nips right now, like I said, are partially designed for the pop culture trend as well. And the pop culture...
They're quite obvious, aren't they?
Yes. And the pop culture side of
obvious
it...
Obvious would be the word.
And the pop culture side of it, though, those women typically have nipples. So it's not meant to replace what you have. It's meant to like almost cover what you have and just enhance it through a shirt. Where for breast cancer survivors who don't have nipples, they almost want to look in the mirror and see themselves looking back. So they want that nipple to be as realistic looking as possible. So that's the feedback that I got out of that conference and that I've heard from a friend of mine, Dana from Ana Ono. That's an amazing website that sells post-mastectomy products, bras, and forms. And the feedback that she's received from her customers, which are pretty much 100% mastectomy or breast cancer survivors, has been to create a more realistic version of Perky's nips. So I'm currently opening up a mold that's going to have like a smaller footprint and different colors and whatnot to further cater to the breast cancer community and give them that piece of themselves back that they lost through their cancer journey. So that's been really fun and exciting and, like I said, fulfilling to work on. And then outside of that, we also host an annual October charity event to raise money for BCRF, which has been another dimension to our involvement in giving back.
Do you find that because all these things, parts of the business are coming together and kind of, do they kind of create community feel? Do they create content that you can then use to share on social media and other channels? Does this give you an awful lot back that enables you to have things you can talk about to your customers?
100%. And as you mentioned, we spoke at ETAIL together on a panel, and it really was the basis of my conversation. And it really helps people believe it's something bigger. Yes, I love what I'm doing outside of the breast cancer community and giving women confidence through either covering what they're wearing or covering what they have or enhancing what they have. It's, you know, our whole business from the start has been about empowering women and giving them confidence, and to now take that to the next level by empowering breast cancer survivors and previvors who lost a piece of themselves throughout their cancer journey has given back that much more. And it really is community building. I do want to get more in touch and involved with the breast cancer community, because when you go through something tough, community is what gets you through it. And something I've realized about myself is I'm a problem solver, and I, from a young age, would come across problems and try to create a solution for them. And that's what was so perfect about that class at Brown. And since then, I've just continued to innovate and introduce new products. So my theory is the closer I can get to the cancer side of it, the bigger difference I can make just by hearing, whether it's in terms of mammograms and ultrasounds and ways to discover breast cancer. I'm learning a lot about the problems there and women not detecting breast cancer who have dense breast tissue with just a mammogram, and knowledge is power. So I'm excited to learn more about that side of things to innovate in that sector. So I'm excited to be heading more into the direction of the breast cancer.
I think it's going to be very, very super exciting to see the various places you go with product dev over the coming, coming years.
I'm curious
Could
what's
be
next.
Anywhere. But you let slip before we hit record that on Amazon in the last 12 months, you've grown 225%.
Yes.
Which is mad. And Amazon is not a platform that screams community. Strangely enough. So what's been the trick to doing that? Have you found? Because I'm sure many of our audience are like, I would love to boost my Amazon sales that much. So what's been the key for you?
I think getting on Amazon, first of all, for anyone listening who has an e-commerce company, definitely sell on Amazon. It's where people shop. I think 65% of all online shoppers go to Amazon first. And we all know how dangerous it is to go on that Amazon app on our phone. It's a little too easy to click the checkout button. And then really just building out your store page, your A+ content, that all kind of gives your brand credibility. And they know it's an actual brand, not just like a random knockoff Chinese brand. So that kind of helps boost the brand. And then reviews are everything. Making sure you get those reviews. Obviously, 4.5 stars and north is where you'd like to be at. And when you first launch on Amazon, there's a sweet spot of people purchasing your product and the ranking of specific keywords. So if people are typing in nipple covers to Amazon and your product's popping up and they're buying it and liking it and giving a good review, that helps the Amazon algorithm push your product forward. And then I actually do work with an ads guy who helps on the back end of things and really helps us with the bidding. And you can kind of set the return on ad spend that you want. So if you want just like a 2 or 3 times return on ad spend, you know, you could increase your ad spend to get that, to generate that revenue. So yeah, there are a lot of different toggles back there, but it's pretty streamlined, pretty straightforward. And I just think getting on early and getting those reviews is critical.
Got you. So have a good Amazon game plan from day one.
Yes.
Not, oh, we'll just send them up there.
Yes. And there are programs through Amazon, such as like the Vine program, where you can send free product to, I think, up to 50 people, and they could leave reviews on your products.
I did not know Amazon had done that. That's very cool.
Yeah. If you go on Amazon, sometimes you'll like go to the review page and it'll say reviewed by a Vine customer. And that means someone who got, maybe they get paid in addition to free product, but they literally get paid to leave reviews.
Very above board, but very useful too.
Yes.
So you're already selling via Amazon, via wholesale, and via the Shopify store. How do you find managing all three of those channels at the same time?
You know, it's a lot, but it's a thrill and it's my job. You know, I wake up every morning and this is my full-time job and I'm ready to give everything to each part that we're selling on. It's interesting, though, because we're selling on Revolve, Shopup, Urban Outfitters. We actually also sell on Target.com. Because we sell on those platforms, I'm less keen on leaning into the ad spend on my personal website. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're making more when we sell on our website, but to now beat out a Revolve ad spend for the same product that we're selling on our website doesn't make much sense. So I'm not spending on Google ads right now. So if you were to go online and type in Perky's or Perky's Petals or Perky's Nips, you'll get inundated with the Revolve, Shopup, Urban, Target ads. Great. Let them spend the ad money. So that's kind of where I'm at in terms of our website. So our website's kind of a more of a discovery page. If you want to learn more about the brand, you can go to our website, obviously for specific influencer campaigns or TikTok campaigns will lead you to the website. But in terms of Google search and whatnot, they'll typically lead to those websites. And then on Amazon, like I said, it's pretty well-oiled machine. I just need to stay on top of shipping out inventory to Amazon. And that's most of my life is planning inventory.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
DoFinder's upgraded intelligent product recommendations make it easy to increase your revenue with little effort. The AI-powered system automates cross-selling, ensuring your customers see exactly what they need and what they didn't even know they wanted. It also leverages real-time search data to provide personalized, relevant product suggestions that drive sales and boost average cart values. With a simple setup and continuous optimization, DoFinder's recommendations seamlessly integrate into your site, saving you time and resources. Discover the impact of intelligent recommendations today. Start your free trial at dofinder.com and watch your sales grow. Go to ecmp.info/dofinder. That's ecmp.info/dofinder. ecmp.info/dofinder. Have you yet downloaded our ebook? To celebrate reaching episode 500, we've created an epic e-commerce success-focused ebook for you, packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable, featuring the advice of many, many past guests alongside industry experts and many of you as well, our listeners. I've checked every single tip and organize the whole thing into sections for you, making it super easy to dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need it. This ebook needs to be sat on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at ecmp.info/ebook. Get 2024's most valuable e-commerce ebook now, ecmp.info/ebook.
It's time for the top tips round.
I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Rosie, are you ready for the top tips?
I'm ready.
Brilliant. Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
I have two books, but the first one is See, Solve, Scale by Danny Warshe. And Danny Warshe was my professor at Brown who taught me that class. And he was all about, like I said, finding a customer pain point and creating a solution for it. So you see the customer pain point, you solve for the customer pain point, and then you scale your solution. So I definitely recommend that. That's on Amazon. And then another book I was recently referred to was a book called Who Not How. I forget who wrote it. It's on Amazon as well. And it's all about the who's in your life. Whenever you ask yourself, how am I going to get there? The answer is always, no, who in your network or who can you find outside of your network that will get you there? And I think it's more of just like, I don't think you need to read the book to know that. But I'm saying, this gave me an excuse to talk about this. So much of where you get in business and in life is through your relationships. So going to networking events, saying yes to phone calls, saying yes to coffee dates, saying yes to catching up with an old friend, which Chloe did earlier today, is so important into where you're going and what's next for you. So definitely not sleeping on the who's in your life.
Love that. Not heard of either of those. So I shall have to go and check them out straight after this. The traffic top tip, which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Okay, I'm going to give two that are might be obvious. One, Amazon, the one we just spoke about and how 65% of shoppers go there first. And then TikTok. So, you know, we never know what the future holds with TikTok. However, we do know that the amount of eyeballs on TikTok every day is insanely high. And one thing I'm leaning into is the TikTok lives. So then guess what the minimum amount of time for a recorded TikTok live should be, Chloe?
Last time I was asked this question, I guessed like 20 minutes and was so far off the pace. But TikTok evolves fast. So I think then it was like 2 hours or something. What is
it? Yeah, it's 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Is a minimum of how long you need. The minimum of how long you need to be in front of a screen talking about your product to generate, you know, at least the traction to then next TikTok live generate the sales. So that's something I'm focusing on. And I was at the TikTok studio in Los Angeles last week and we were kind of talking through ways in which I could work with them. So that's a chapter I'm embarking on and I'm excited to do it. And that's, like I said, where the eyeballs are and where the money is. And yes, people only tap in for 20 or 30 seconds, but if you're talking about your product and a flash deal you're doing in that 20 or 30 seconds, you can make a sale.
It is one of those weird things about social media these days that attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter, but a TikTok live has to be surprisingly long, everybody.
Yes, yes. Someone was like 20 or 30 seconds for a TikTok live. I'm like, no, not the amount of time people spend watching it.
The amount of time you have to spend on it, creating it to actually make it make money. Got to commit, everybody. Okay, the tool top tip then. Maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
I've become a big AI girl. So with blog posts, with Instagram captions, with email marketing, I tap into ChatGPT and, you know, I'm able to phrase captions a certain way, good hooks for emails. I think even sending emails out to potential investors or customers or even customer service emails, it's been a really helpful tool to phrase things specific ways and just to help you. And then there's also a deck format of that called Gamma, and it helps create pitch decks. So for founders who are working on their pitch decks and need some help, look into Gamma. I think it's gamma.ai, and it's a really helpful tool to synthesize what you're working on into a slide deck format.
Nice. Not heard of that one either. You're adding to my to-do list. okay, Rosie, the carbon top tip. What's your favorite way to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce store?
So one thing I do is I collect boxes. So whenever I get an Amazon shipment of a new pair of shoes that I don't need, which is probably the antithesis of carbon top tip, I save that box. And when a store places an order of, you know, 24 units of Perky's pedals for their Miami boutique, I'll use that box. So I have a closet in my apartment and it's full of empty boxes. And whenever my roommate gets a new Amazon order, she'll save the box for me. And I'm always reusing boxes because I think it's such a silly thing to A, spend money on, and B, it's wasteful to just purchase new ones when every single door on the street gets like five boxes shipped to them a week. So that's one thing. And then I also walk to the post office to ship out any products or pick up anything.
Very cool. And anyone who won one of our recent competitions will know I do exactly the same thing. And there was a whole make and craft thing going on to wrap water bottles in cardboard boxes here not long ago. Because why buy Jiffy bags when you could simply wrap the bottle in some cardboard?
Exactly.
It's the handheld touch. Rosie, that's all been awesome, but everybody needs to know where they can find you, your products, etc. on the web and social. So where do we go?
Yes. So our website's perkies.com, P-E-R-K-I-E-S. On Instagram and TikTok, the handle is at myperkies, M-Y-P-E-R-K-I-E-S. And then, like I said, Amazon, Shopop, Revolve, Target. Well, you could find us there as well under Perkies. So
awesome to get to hang out with you again, Rosie. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, and good luck with all the product dev and everything else you've got coming up soon.
Thank you. And thank you for having me, Chloe. Appreciate it.
What a fascinating chat. I cannot wait to see what Rosie does in the next 5-10 years, because I think it's going to be fantastic. So much focus and some really interesting angles there. I think the clarity of going, right, we've only got so much bandwidth. We are building wholesale sales through huge businesses in the US. So let's cut back online advertising ourselves, because we are, you know, we will end up competing essentially against our own products. And that's a whole load of stuff we don't have to worry about. We'll let them worry about that and we'll focus on the other areas of the business. I thought that was really interesting. If we're going to do a channel, we're going to do it really well, like she said about the Amazon kickoff and so forth. And that piece, like, you could tell the passion for the bigger picture of what the business is doing and the passion that comes from really getting to know the customers and doing the research and so forth. So I think if you can do that, if you can find a way to do that, it comes through in everything you do with your business. So loads of cool stuff there from Rosie. Get your hands on our notes from this episode, including those top tips and the links to the other things we mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com. You could also use our direct episode short links. Just put ecmp.info/the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected to the right episode page. Then do add yourself to our email list once you're on the site so you don't miss out on any of the many things other than just this podcast that we create to help you improve your business. If you liked this episode, then why not check out our other episodes with fairly early stage businesses at ecmp.info/startup. Thank you for tuning in to this and every episode that you do of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners like you to succeed and thrive with your new business, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a great week. Don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.
It's time to download our 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook. Go to ecmp.info/ebook now.